Now, tens of thousands of university staff across the UK will begin 3 days of industrial action today. Members of the university and college union are striking over pay, working conditions and pensions. The University and Colleges Employers Association had made the UCU a pay offer worth between 4% and 5%, but the UCU said that is not enough. Well, Renata Mira is a lecturer in medical statistics at Cardiff University School of Dentistry. Renata, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell me more about why you are striking.
Well, I wonder if the question these days should be more, why are you not striking? Because the problems we're seeing across the board are the same. Our working conditions are a risk and our public services are a risk. In our case, we've seen 25% loss in value of our salaries in 15 years. So 25% less is what our salaries are worth now. So a 4% offer is a joke. Our pensions were cut substantially. They're not cut more because we were on strike also in 2018 and managed to save some of it. People are burned out. Workloads are going over the roof. Casualization. So we're entering the gig economy more and more. And there's lack of equality in pay, that we have so many issues to choose from.
Was it a hard decision to go on strike? I mean, what about the impact on students?
Striking is never easy. It's also not easy for those who are striking. We're losing pay. It's emotionally and physically demanding, actually. It's never an easy decision in a sense, but in a way, it's also a no-brainer. So it wasn't that difficult to decide that it's the right thing to do. And we would be failing our students if we allowing to leave them a sector in such a crisis. Like, we would leave them a really bad legacy if we didn't strike now. And we also striking for their conditions as learners. Universities are not providing the services they should be because our working conditions are not what they should be. So I'm on the picket thinking about my students, not going against them.
But is it really fair to be striking when you consider how many students have had, you know, that university experience totally upended and disrupted? Look what happened through COVID.
Yeah, my son is a university student, so I'm a bit on both sides of the board. And it was horrible. COVID was bad for everyone. Students had a very bad experience. But again, allowing the sector to deteriorate further, I don't think it's going to help them at all. And students are so welcome to join us on the picket lines and actually get a really rich experience from understanding what it is to fight for your rights. They can get something out of this. Most students are in support of strikes. We've seen, like, I think 70% across the country support strikes. And there's a reason for that. They understand what's going on.
But most university students are having to pay, what, £9,000 a year?
Yeah.
£9,000 a year, at least, for the courses. I mean, you know, it's a lot of money, full whack. Do you feel that the courses will be disrupted because of your industrial action?
Of course they will be disrupted. And the amount that the students pay, the tuition fees are part of the problem. They are part of the marketization of making universities a business. And they are part of driving all these other issues that we are seeing, like the fact that we need to increase student numbers to get more money, and you need to cut costs on staff to, you know, make the most of your money, means that working conditions and learning conditions are being affected. Vice chancellors themselves are saying that the quality of teaching is at risk. Our own vice chancellor said that to the BBC, and it's more than at risk. It's already been deteriorated. Students are at the heart of this dispute.
The University and Colleges Employers Association say a lot of universities are in deficit. An increase in pay to the level that you're calling for by going on strike could put jobs at risk. What would you say to that?
Well, that's the normal threat, isn't it? Don't fight for your working conditions. Don't fight for your rights because you're going to be punished. I mean, that's the sector as a whole is doing very well. There are 42 or 44 billions in reserves. Most universities, USU actually has a list of their balances, and a lot of universities are not in deficit, and like the sector as a whole is not. Vice chancellors are the best paid people in public services. They paid a lot more than the prime minister himself. It's hard for us to believe that in 15 years there was no possibility whatsoever of giving us one increase in salary. And all this time, when we're also seeing the buildings appear all over the place, there's investments going on. It is hard to believe that there's no money in universities when we see it from our point of view. But if that was true, then vice chancellors should be standing with us asking for a bailout, asking for universities to be put back into public service when students don't have to pay these ridiculous fees. And by the way, we support students requesting a refund for the money they are spending. And they're not getting the quality they deserve.
And Renata,
regardless of they're paying or not.
What would you accept? What is a suitable pay settlement? What would that be?
I mean, obviously, I can only give you my personal view on that, but it's something our negotiators are considering. They will put something on the table when they feel it's adequate. I would say less than 12%. I don't think it's even worth, you know, considering, because 25% is what we've lost, and this is not just about pay. But that's my very personal opinion. Less than 12% is a joke. But it's a collective of people who will decide eventually, you know, when we feel like we've been listened to, and when we feel like the offer as a whole, dealing with workload, casualization, equality, etc., seems reasonable to us.
Renata Mira, lecturer in medical statistics at Cardiff University School of Dentistry, thank you very much for talking to us. On the pensions, Universities UK said it is working with the union ahead of the next pension scheme valuation. It said without the changes in pension benefits which have been introduced, employees would have had to pay too much more in contributions. And on pay increases, the UCEA says any increase in pay puts jobs at risk. Some 30% of universities, they stress, already in deficit.